In just a couple of minutes, we're going to have a chat with Chris McCool from Sultans of String. They're playing tonight at the First Unitarian Congregation. And let's just listen to the first track from their album Move, which is the most recent one. Andalucía, birthplace of flamenco in southern Spain, land where Arabic, Roman, Sephardic, Jewish, indigenous Andalusian and Gypsy cultures blended to give life to one of the most profound and purest forms of art. Olé! That's their liner notes from here. We'll hear Chris in just a few moments. And that is Sultans of String, and I have Chris McCool from the band on the radio, on the telephone with me. Chris.
Hello. Hey. Good morning.
I didn't cut you off. That's so awesome. I am so looking forward to this concert tonight.
Oh, us too.
Oh, man. The intricacy of the music you guys play, it just blows me away, and I love the rhythms, and, you know, I can't imagine that anybody can actually sit still in a concert with Sultans of String.
It's kind of designed to move to. I guess that's why we came up with our title, Move, for our last CD. But it is really fun. Like, one of the things that the band allows us to do is explore rhythms from around the world, everything that comes here to Canada through musical immigration. So we'll play a little bit of, we'll play some rumba flamenca, some Arabic rhythms, some East Coast Celtic, some gypsy jazz. We'll try and pack as much into the show as we can.
Well, this is going to be so fun. Who do you have with you tonight? Because I know the band sort of expands and whatever, depending on the...
Oh, yeah. Well, there's myself on six-string and four-string violin. We have Kevin Laliberté on guitar. He's my co-writer in the band, and he's toured around the world with Jesse Cook and done a tour with the Chieftains across Canada. We have David Woodhead on bass, who's famous in the folk community and playing with Oliver Schroer, Lorena McKennett, those type of people. He's a really great bass soloist.
And then
Rosendo Chende Leon on percussion, just an absolute monster percussion player who has to be seen and heard to be believed. He's usually on tour with Jesse Cook, but we snag him whenever he can when he's in town for our gigs. He is our percussionist, but he's hard to pin down because he's touring around the world all the time.
Wow, I'm really excited that you're going to have him included because, wow, the rhythms, the percussion and everything, it's just so... I wanted to say yummy. Like, it just,
yeah,
you know,
he really is exceptional.
Just, oh, my God.
His main instrument is a cajon, which is Spanish for, wait for it, box. And he's just on top of this wooden box, and he gets the entire sound of the drum kit out of this one box. It's an Afro-Peruvian, Afro-Cuban instrument that, of course, the black slaves used to play percussion on basically fruit crates in the docks, and then it evolved into this more complex box. Now, the box ended up traveling to Spain back with Spanish culture, and then back to Cuba again. And when it came back the second time, it had actually guitar strings in it that give it extra resonance, and he can tune it, the whole thing. So it's quite the instrument.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So that's kind of the sound that you hear of something rattling inside. It's guitar strings. Wow.
Like if you just hit the top of a table, you just get that one sound and it's gone. But this has extra juice in it, you know. It doesn't sound like guitar strings. Like, you don't hear notes strumming. They're really loose, but they rattle inside.
Yeah.
And so it gives a pretty big, fat sound. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like a snare, sort of, but warmer.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. You can get the snare, the hi-hat, you can practically play cymbals on that thing when you're a chendi.
Well, that's awesome. I just want to make sure that for anybody who's listening and didn't hear me mention earlier, the Sultans of String are at the Unitarian Congregation at 30 Cleary Avenue this evening, and I think showtime is 8 p.m., right?
That's right. It's an 8 p.m. show. It's the Spirit of Rasputin's concert series, which is very fitting because I grew up in Ottawa. We all live in Toronto now, but, you know, no one's actually from Toronto. We just moved there. But I grew up in Ottawa, and I used to go to Rasputin's, the original location, religiously, and that's really where I fell in love with music, particularly folk music, and saw some of Canada's greatest singer-songwriters right there, you know, in a house that seats 40 people. You could sit 2 feet away from a great songwriter, performer, and learn from the trade. So I used to go see Lynn Miles there, Ian Tamblyn, Alex Sinclair, all kinds of people. And really learned all about music right there at Rasputin. So
it was an amazing place, wasn't it?
It really was. And there's usually only, if you're lucky, there's usually only one place in an entire city where silence is enforced.
and that would be it.
And Dean did a great job of that.
He did.
So you could actually hear the music, you could hear the stories, you could actually hear people, you know, discover their own art and play supply their own art is pretty amazing spot.
Yeah, that it was an amazing spot, and thanks to the spirit of Rasputin's, that tradition has carried on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess you get to visit in Ottawa, you know, from time to time because your family's here, but you know, there's all kinds of things that go on that come out of the spirit of Rasputin's. There's the open stage. And they're scattered all across the city so that everybody sort of gets a chance to kind of have it in their neighborhood.
That's
so
beautiful.
Yeah, you know, Whispers is where the open stage is, and then there's just the Tuesday nights at Rasputin's was like an open jam, and they do that at the Georgetown on Tuesdays.
Mm.
You know, they kept the Tuesday going. And then there's the concert series, which, you know, your show tonight is part of. This is the first time the concert will be in the Unitarian congregation.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing building. I think the rhythms and the sound, it's all just going to sound so wonderful in there. And part of the reason why we did it there was to make sure that there was room for everybody who wants to come and see you. There are still tickets left, so people can get online to rasputins.ca and pick up your tickets that way, or you can come down if there's any left and get them at the door. It's a pretty big room, so there probably will be some tickets left, but it's, you know.
Ottawa Folklore Centre has some, too.
Yeah, that's right. Ottawa Folklore Centre has them as well. Thanks for mentioning
that. My favorite store in town.
I know. Isn't it great?
It's really addictive. Things, it's a little bit of a drug to go into a store like that, and you just look at all the instruments and, oh, I only have 4 hours. What should I start with?
I love that. I love it. Let's play a song from the album and then chat a little bit more. Do you have one in particular that you'd like to...
Well, one that I think might resonate well with Ottawa audiences. Most people who know me know that my last name, Makhul, actually isn't Irish or Scottish, but actually Lebanese. It would have been pronounced Makhul in Kafr Mishki, Lebanon, where my grandparents on my father's side came from.
Yeah.
And, of course, in Ottawa, there's so many Lebanese and so many from Kafr Mishki. In fact, I went there with my father a year ago June, and guess who we bumped into in this tiny little village in the middle of Lebanon?
Somebody from Ottawa?
Al from Al Steakhouse.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding.
I know.
Wow.
It was so funny to run into him there. And it was really an amazing trip that I took with my father. We basically started walking around this little village looking for people that looked like my dad. I was like, hey, he looks like you. He looks like you. And we found my father's closest living cousin who invited us in for a meal. It was an amazing reunion. And then we found the actual stone house where my grandfather grew up. It was a really amazing trip and inspired this song called Road to Kafr Mishki, track 7, if you'd like to play it.
Yeah, here we go. That's the Sultans of Strings. And Chris, do I still have you there? No, I kind of had a feeling that happened. There, have I got you, Chris?
Yes, here I am.
Perfect, perfect. Okay. That's an amazing song, an amazing story as well. Just traveling to your home, your father's homeland, I guess, to Lebanon. That's really wonderful.
It really was an amazing trip and a great thing to do with my pop.
Wow. Connections, eh?
It's, you know, the most important thing in life is connections and connecting with family. And it was really, really neat to be able to go to Lebanon and see where our ancestors came from. We traveled all over the country. It's not too big, so you can actually do that in a short trip.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty amazing place. They say you can ski in the mountains in the morning and swim in the afternoon. And, we tried to get a swim in. It was really cold when we went, but it's a great trip.
Wow. And that was in June, so it was cold in June?
Oh. Yeah, it was.
I know that because I'm reading the liner notes.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody's wondering, how did she know that? I really like that about the album cover itself, is that you've given a little bit of an intro to the different songs, and I think that's really a nice way to go, you know, for people who are listening, especially for an instrumental tune, because it puts you in the right headspace.
Liner notes, I believe, are essential for instrumental music.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing that you don't get when you download the music. I love it when people download off of iTunes or any kind of legal mechanism, but what you don't get is the liner notes. In fact, if anyone's listening that wants the liner notes, I'll just email it to you. Because it makes the songs make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, have you ever put them up on the website? Just to,
you know what,
download?
That's a really good idea. Yeah, I think I'll have to do that. I'm going to do that. After this conversation, I'm going to go and figure out how to put the liner notes up on the website for free download.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know what, it's instrumental music, but sometimes, I mean, for me, where the songs have meaning is what inspired the song. And our songs are all about, you know, celebrating really incredible people that we meet, or stories that we hear in the news that really move us. And for me, the whole point of the music and the band is to share really great stories.
Yeah, really. I just had a note here from Hollis Morgan at Spirit of Rasputin's. He said, the Sultans of String tickets are available only at the door now. I guess they're sold out from the Folklore Center,
okay,
which is a good thing. But there are still plenty of tickets available. So people just come to the concert and get your ticket there. The hall holds 300 people, so there's, you know, lots of room, and that's really great. So the Unitarian Congregation is the place to be tonight. That's 30 Cleary Avenue, and for those of you who don't know where that is, that's off Richmond Road. It's west of Westboro and east of Woodruff Avenue. And as you mentioned, that's a Spirit of Rasputin's concert. I was really taken with your liner notes for the song, and I hope I'm going to say this right, Nacimiento?
Mm-hmm. Nacimiento. Well done.
Thanks. Tell us a little bit about this journey.
Well, so I'm in my early 40s, I met my wife Catherine later in life, and so I didn't know if children were going to be a part of my life or not, because, you know, I started really late.
Yeah.
And but lo and behold, Catherine got pregnant, and then it was pretty much the longest 9 months of my life.
You couldn't wait.
any listeners out there who have had children probably know what I'm talking about. It's like 9 months of hopes and fears and wonder and dread, and all kinds of emotions come up. That really, like, the biggest hope you have is that your child is born healthy and that the mother is healthy. But you just don't know. It's one of those things. I mean, you can go in and you can get an operation to have anything done to you, or you can, you know, we live in a society where we can dial up anything we want and pay for it with a credit card online and get shipped to your door. Life is pretty easy.
Yeah.
But when you go into something like childbirth, you just never know what you're going to get.
True.
You don't know. It's really terrifying. And so Nacimiento is kind of an exploration of those feelings throughout the pregnancy and the birth, and everything was everything worked out wonderfully. We now have a 1 year old who's just learning to walk and talk and play harmonica.
Oh wow!
Which is really exciting. Well on her way to being part of the backup band. But it was a funny time because when we were making this album Move, she was born just as it was my turn to record all my solos. So listen really carefully, you might just hear her crying in the background. Sometimes I actually had her, like, in the pouch that you see moms and dads walking around with while I'm trying to lay down these violin solos. It was, the timing was a little bit funny, but that's just the way it worked out.
Oh, that's really great. I'm going to play this in just a couple of moments. But I just wanted to, I want to let you, you know, get on with your day and your visit with your family. I want to say thanks so much for calling in, and I'm really excited about the show tonight. I can't wait.
Well, thanks a lot for having me on the show, and we are really looking forward to kicking it up tonight.
Yeah.
People want to hear more sound clips, they can check out sultansofstring.com. And that's also where they can find out about how to get involved making our next CD with a symphony orchestra.
Aha, I saw that, actually. That's pretty exciting, too. Wow, we could carry on talking for a long time. That's really
except I have to go to dim sum for 10 o'clock.
Dim sum. Which restaurant are you going to?
I don't know the name of it. My parents are going to bring us there, but it's a big tradition in Toronto. Every time my parents come to Toronto, we go out for dim sum. So apparently they found a spot on Somerset.
There's a few.
What, do you know which is the best one?
Well,
in your experience,
my favorite is a little tiny one, and that may not be where you're going. And it's called Jade Land.
Okay,
and it's a really tiny little restaurant, but it's great, and it's like a small home cooked kind of thing. But there's a couple of big ones there too, and they're really good too. So I don't know. I'd vote for Jade Land if I were going with you. So maybe that'll be tomorrow. Listen, Chris, have a great day.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you tonight. So this is Sultans of String and the song Nacimiento. And if you listen closely, you will hear the heartbeat of Chris McCool's daughter. Well, if any